The music you just heard is from Jacques Etou's string sextet, written in 2004. It's the most recent and largest work on a new CD that presents his complete chamber music with strings. Jacques Etou was a Quebec-based composer and teacher. Although his work is known and admired by those who have had a chance to hear it or play it, his music most certainly deserves a much broader audience. Hopefully, this excellent CD will help bring new listeners to his music. More in a minute. First, here's a bit more of the Sextet for Strings. The new Orford String Quartet are joined by violist Stephen Dann and cellist Colin Carr. Jacques Etou was once described as having a professorial pipe and an Old Testament beard. He looked every inch a professor, which he was. Etou was born in Trois-Rivières, Quebec, in 1938, and studied in Canada before going to Europe, where he studied with both Henri Dutilleul and Olivier Messiaen. Upon his return to Canada in 1963, he took a teaching position at Laval University in Quebec, and for the rest of his life would have a dual career, as a well-known music teacher, and, most certainly in Quebec, as a very well-known composer. He passed away in 2010, less than a month before the Toronto Symphony Orchestra premiered his Fifth Symphony. But to go back to the beginning, at least, of his string quartet writing, here's a bit of his Adagio and Rondo, Etou's first piece for string quartet, written in 1960 while he was still a student. Even in this early work, Etou's musical voice is already clear, contemporary certainly, sometimes dark, but often wonderfully lyrical. That was from Jacques Etou's Adagio and Rondo for string quartet. More than two decades later, in 1991, he wrote his second string quartet. This is very much the work of a mature composer in complete command of his craft. There's an ease and secureness in the writing, and a lyricism that is, if anything, more achingly beautiful than before. From that quartet, here's a bit of the final movement. It's a piece I end up playing quite often now, for my own pleasure, and because, like all really outstanding music, it reveals more to you the more often you listen. Thank you. All of the music in this podcast is performed by the New Orford String Quartet, along with a few of their very talented musical friends. Being the new implies there was an older version, and indeed there was. 45 years ago, a Canadian string quartet was formed at the Jeunesse Musicale de Canada summer camp at Parc National de Mont Orford, known today in English as the Orford Arts Centre. The original Orford String Quartet gave its first public concert on August 11, 1965, and over the next 26 years gave more than 2,000 concerts on six continents. In July 2009, the new Orford String Quartet arose in much the same manner. It gave its first concert to a sold-out audience at the Orford Arts Centre. The history of this new group is being, well, it's being written now through their concerts and with new recordings such as the one we're featuring today. The violinists of the new Orford String Quartet are Jonathan Crowe and Andrew Wan, who are concertmasters of the Toronto Symphony and the Montreal Symphony, respectively. The violist is Eric Nolan, who's associate principal viola of the Toronto Symphony, and the cellist is Brian Manker, who's principal cellist of the Montreal Symphony. They're all fabulous players, but rehearsal planning must be a nightmare with two cities and two orchestra schedules involved. On the sextet, the music you heard at the very beginning of the podcast, the quartet are joined by violist Stephen Dan and cellist Colin Carr. And in the lovely Serenade for Flute and String Quartet, they're joined by Timothy Hutchins, the longtime principal flute of the Montreal Symphony. Here's the nocturne from that serenade. You are listening to a podcast about the string chamber music of Canadian composer Jacques Etou, something that's on the Naxos Canadian Classics series. This is just one of many Naxos series that explore composers of various countries and regions around the world. American Classics, dedicated to American composers, now has, well, more than 400 titles. But Naxos also has a Chinese Classics, Japanese Classics, Latin American Classics, and Spanish Classics. And Canadian Classics, which only has a few titles so far, well, hopefully with some care and proper feeding and some good vitamins, it will continue to grow. From today's feature CD, Music Chamber Music by Jacques Etou, here's the very beginning of Jacques Etou's very first string quartet. I once read Etou's music being described as having the angularity of Bartók and the astringent lyricism of Honegger, of having a keen sense of drama and color that makes the music seem very immediate. That's true of much of his music, but in this podcast, we're looking at his string chamber music. However, this string chamber music is but a small sample of a composer whose music generally deserves a far wider audience. This CD is as good a place as any to start. It's beautifully played by the New Orford String Quartet and their friends, and excellently recorded at the Schulich School of Music at McGill University in Montreal, Quebec. It's available from all fine music retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573395. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the ending of Jacques Etou's Sextet for Strings. Until next podcast, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.